USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Musician Drake on Monday night issued his first public remarks on the devastating tragedy at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival in Houston, where he made a surprise appearance before a stampede of concertgoers led to the deaths of 8 people. Drake socialized, quote, "My heart is broken for the families and friends of those who lost their lives and for anyone who is suffering," end quote. Thousands of migrants sought to storm the border from Belarus into Poland on Monday, cutting razor wire defenses and using branches to try to climb over them. The siege escalated a crisis along the European Union's eastern border. Poland's government said it had rebuffed an illegal invasion and claimed the situation was under control. The city of Brea in Southern California unanimously supported a memorandum November 2nd to approve salary increases and relax sick leave for its police department. It will allow the city to attract more qualified applicants when hiring new officers and other employees. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Let's get more on COVID-19's natural immunity.
Much of the federal government's response to the coronavirus pandemic has been in relation to the use of vaccines for immunity, to the exclusion of reliance on natural immunity for those who have been infected and recovered. But Senator Richard Burr, Republican of North Carolina, had questions for CDC Director Rochelle Walensky over guidance that gave the appearance of giving greater weight to natural immunity.
What in the hell are you guys doing? What are you judging this based on? It's not common sense, and it's certainly not science.
The scientific ground for these tests is that these PCR tests can stay positive up to 12 weeks. And so what we're working to prevent is that people who would have a persistently positive test from prior infection not be confused with people who are newly infected in that country. They actually have to prove that they've been had a positive test. So we're not looking and misdiagnosing them as newly infected.
Brad Bernard's reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
CNN White House correspondent asked Transportation Secretary Monday when racism will be removed from our nation's roads.
The construct of how you will deconstruct the racism that was built into the roadways.
We have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
With the supply chain crisis strangulating American businesses, $1 billion tax dollars will be spent to remove racism from our roads. Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha, tells Fox News his take on racist roads.
Look, I'm old enough to remember first reporting that April Ryan, who portrays herself as an objective White House correspondent and analyst for CNN, once agreed to host a fundraising event for Pete Buttigieg when he was a 2020 presidential candidate. Only after she got caught did she pull out of that event while hilariously claiming she didn't know it was a campaign event. So this isn't somebody who's remotely objective in terms of asking the question. She's the same person who went off on Sarah Sanders and accusing her for not making a chocolate pecan pie on Thanksgiving. Sanders was press secretary at the time. Because this is just a vanity job for Mayor Pete. It's setting up his next presidential run, which could be as soon as 2024, because apparently the guy currently in office, his own party, more and more saying, please don't run in 2024. We'd rather have somebody else. And Buttigieg, the scuttlebutt on the street is he'll be that plan B, since Kamala Harris is currently polling at 28% approval.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.